Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Hello, good morning. May you be blessed on this Friday. Yes, it's Friday. Thank God for the weekend, right? Unless those of you that work on the weekend, well, blessings to you anyway. My name is Kim Lang, and I'm here in the studio with my husband, Reed Lang. Together we pastor Water Ministries, located on 3rd Road in Dresden, Missouri. For any information you might want, we'd love for you to come visit us. If you don't have a home church in particular, the phone number is 660-343-3650. Well, this week we've been working with the theme, New Life in Christ. This morning, Pastor Reed will be sharing the message, and the scripture passage is found in Psalm 23, verses 1 through 4. This will be probably one of the more familiar scriptures to people, and I'm going to go ahead and read that now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and the message this morning.
Thank you, Kim. Well, Kim, some people might be wondering what this has to do with the theme of new life in Christ. Well, they may not be aware that Jesus said he was the good shepherd. So whatever this sheep does, whatever the shepherd does for the sheep, Jesus is saying that he will do for us. Now, many people may not have ever kept sheep in here, and we're city folk, not necessarily, not all of us have animals. And even if we do, we don't tend to them the way they did in the ancient times. So I have to explain that really as quickly as I can. What they would do is the shepherd would tend to his sheep, and he would know each sheep. He would name each sheep. He would call the sheep by their name, and they would know him, and they would come when he called their name because he would trust them. Now, a stranger the sheep would run away from because they'd be scared, but they knew the shepherd, and they trusted him, and he would examine them for any wounds. He would lead them. He would guide them. He would protect them. So he had a personal relationship with a sheep, just like I love my dog, and my dog knows my voice, and, you know, we can have a relationship with animals.
Absolutely.
Amen. So the shepherd had a relationship with the animals that he tended. It wasn't just a job. He cared about these animals. If he was a good shepherd, like Jesus said, he was a good shepherd. In verses 2 and 3, it says that he will nourish us spiritually. You know, can you read verse 2 and 3 real quick?
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Thank you. He feeds us. He provides for us. He nourishes us spiritually and physically. God looks after our physical and spiritual needs. Of course, the spiritual ones are much more important to God. Okay, but there was a part in that last verse that says he leads us along paths. Will you read that again?
Yes, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Okay, so what does a shepherd do, and how can we see that Jesus is our shepherd? Well, first of all, he provides for us, and he feeds us spiritually and nourishes us spiritually. But secondly, he leads us and guides us. The shepherd watches out for us, and what people don't understand is that when we need guidance in our life, God can provide that guidance. You know, he can tug at our heart. We can pray about things. We can ask counsel of godly people. We can read the Bible and find answers in the Bible. God guides us and he leads us. And that's an important part of being a shepherd, but it's also what God does for us. He can lead us and guide us. Some people don't know what to do in certain situations. They can always turn to God once they have Christ as their shepherd. Kim, will you read verse 4, please?
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Okay, what I need to explain is, in the Middle East, there's riverbeds that are only full during the rainy season. The rest of the time, they're dry. But that's where the rivers come when it's the rainy season. And when it rains, sometimes those rivers can come down in torrents. But the thing is sometimes they're in craggy areas. They're like little valleys. So obviously the rocks would shade on both sides. That would be like the valley of the shadow of death. And sometimes we have to go through very serious situations, health situations, financial situations, marital situations, situations with children. Sometimes we have crisis in our life, and God can lead us through those tough times. Now, remember the part of the Bible that says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, there's a rod and there's a staff. Now, if a bear or a wolf would try and come and attack the sheep, the shepherd would go and knock it in its head, if he was brave enough, you know, or use it as a throwing weapon. In other words, the shepherd was out to protect the sheep. You didn't want to mess with the shepherd, because if it came to losing one of his sheep or killing a wolf, he would kill the wolf. And remember, David, the shepherd, had a sling. David, who killed the Goliath with the sling, also had a sling to take care of enemies. And remember, as if we know our Old Testament stories, David did fight a bear and a lion to protect his sheep and killed them both. So Jesus is the good shepherd of the sheep. Maybe you don't want to mess with his kids or mess with his believers, sheep, because, you know, Jesus has the rod and the staff. You know, God will protect his people, and don't think he won't. I mean, just like any good parent would protect their children, why do you think God wouldn't protect his children? So Amen. Don't mess with God's kids. Don't mess with Jesus' sheep. Just a helpful suggestion. Now, I talked about the rod. Let's also talk about the staff. Now, the thing is a lot of times sheep weren't necessarily the brightest creatures, and they could get themselves into a big mess. Like they might fall onto a ledge or something, and then they'd be stuck, or fall into a hole, or, you know, they might get themselves, or they, you know, sheep are prone to wander. So there was a little crook on the end of the staff. And what the shepherd would do is, if it was down on the ledge, he could slip that hook around the sheep's neck and gently lift him up from his place of trouble. And sometimes he would just kind of, you know, the sheep would start to stray. He would kind of take the staff and kind of pull it in a little bit. No, buddy, you don't want to go over there. You know, and the same thing is, we can get ourselves into a lot of messes that we need God to pull us out of. I'm sorry, but we need God's help. We make trouble for ourselves sometimes. So, in summary, God, as our shepherd, Jesus said he was a good shepherd, can nourish us spiritually. He can guide us in life in those difficult times and difficult situations. He can protect us in the valley of the shadow of death. He can protect us from the dangers in life. So he's there in life. He's there in death.
Well, we've enjoyed speaking with you this week. This is Pastor Reed and Pastor Kim Lang from Water Ministries in Dresden, Missouri.
Okay, God bless. Bye.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
I pray that you've been blessed by this week's messages. Next week's pastor is Rusty Thomas. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.